It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there. Welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. On Growing Hope, we share a little hope and inspiration with a dash of twisted encouragement to keep things interesting. This is a time more than ever that we need hope. Hope makes everything possible. Even a seed of hope will grow up into a world of possibilities when it's nurtured and cared for and allowed to grow into what it's designed to be. The key is to start with hope. Hope matters. We're going to be talking about how you can determine to see hope, how you can avoid comparing because comparisons are deadly, how you can see beyond your expectations, how you can learn to expect the attacks because they always come, especially when you're not expecting them. And finally, we're going to refuse to let the emotions rule. The first point is all about determining to see hope. You're going to see what you choose to see. So when you choose to see hope, you're going to find hope. I was talking to someone just yesterday about many years ago, we had purged the stuff around the house. And a lot of them included things that we had gotten when we were married and we'd never actually opened. They were still in the original boxes. And we took them up to a trailer at the front side of the property to put into a yard sale. However, before we had a chance to have our yard sale, someone broke into the trailer and stole most of the stuff we were planning on selling. The trailer was insured. But my husband was just in despair because we had put this trailer in a place where we couldn't see it and we couldn't monitor it. And we didn't have a fence around it, so we couldn't protect it. And everything was stolen and we weren't going to get anything. And my son and I were coming home from an activity and we were discussing this and we drove past the trailer and he looked and he smiled and he said, "Well, at least we won't have to have the yard sale." He had heard so many times me looking for just a seed of hope, that he did it on his own. He did it without any influence from me. What is it that you can hang on to or that you can nurture today that will begin to grow up into your world of possibilities? We need more hope in our lives right now. Things are just a little bit crazy. When we face things that are chaotic and crazy and just out of whack, it can get dark fast. And when we have that darkness, it's hard to imagine that there's something else around the bend. There's something at the end of the tunnel, that there's an end to the tunnel. But hope makes it possible to see that. Hope makes it possible for us to take the next step and for us to keep going. Point two, avoid comparisons. Because when you compare yourself to someone else, to someone else's journey, then you are out of line with your journey. Your journey is unique, and you cannot compare what you're doing, the good stuff or the bad stuff, with anybody else because nobody else is walking your walk. Nobody else is taking your journey. Your journey is unique to you. So you have to be focused on what you're doing and where you are. When you get in the habit of comparing to other people, then you miss the focus that you're supposed to have. You'll struggle to find hope in your life because you're too busy looking at the lives of everybody around you. This works for the bad and for the good. When you have something happen to you and it turns your world upside down, but then the person next to you suffered a worse loss or a more devastating situation to them, and even in your eyes it was more devastating, you have a tendency, or I did, and I still struggle to do this, I have a tendency to look at what they're going through and to think, why would anybody care about what I'm going through? And this whole anybody often includes God. We think, you know, God, forgive me for even bothering. You know, look how rough they have it. But the truth is that my situation matters just as much as anybody else's. And my situation is just as important as anybody else. And that is where the hope lies. The hope lies in that there's no limitations to the peace and comfort and support that's offered to us. The only limitation is what we allow in. When we choose to think they deserve it more, then we limit the blessings that we are allowed to receive. Now, the blessings that we are granted are limitless, but when we compare, we put up a barrier that limits it. You are unique in all the world. When you find your way to totally embrace that uniqueness, from big hair to a big personality to a unique location to a unique language, whatever it is that is unique about you, when you embrace that, then within those uniquenesses, you will find tidbits of hope. And when you find those tidbits of hope and you hold on to those, then you begin, once again, to nurture them, care for them, and grow them up into a world of possibilities. Your uniqueness makes way for your hope. Look at who you are. Look at all the uniquenesses that make up you. Look at your unique journey and begin to unlock the hope within. Point 3, beyond expectations. When you choose to see beyond the expectations, you refuse to allow the limits to dictate the journey. So expectations are either what you know, those are your expectations, or what they demand. That's their expectations. And both of those put limits on your life. When you just look at what you know, when you only look at what you see, you limit how much more there is. You limit the ability to imagine impossible things. And big dreams are supposed to be a little bit impossible. So if you're not daring to see more, you'll never be in a position to stretch out and reach that more. You have to be willing and daring enough to see beyond what you know, see beyond what you actually can see, and reach into that realm of impossibility. The limits that they put on you are just as bad. Sometimes they're worse, because not only do they want you to conform to their way, which puts you into a box, it constricts your ability to see the possibilities even more. It restricts your ability to see beyond what you know. It constricts you even more. They can be the smartest person in the world. They can be the most successful person in your field, but they aren't you. So it goes back to our whole understanding of comparisons. If you're looking at what they say and only doing it their way, then you limit your journey. Your journey is unique to you. Again, learn from others, but find your own way. Be able to, be willing to see it from your unique perspective, because your perspective is unique. No matter if y'all are in a parallel journey, no matter if y'all have similar situations going on, no matter what, your journey is unique to you. So your path is going to be unique to you, and therefore it has to be done in a unique way. So don't be limited by what you can see, and don't be limited by what they demand. Dare to see beyond the expected, and you'll discover that you can live out the impossible. Point 4,
expect the attacks.
And what I mean by that is things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. Situations are going to happen. Sometimes your body doesn't cooperate and do what you need it to do. Sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate and do what you need it to do. Oftentimes people don't cooperate and do what you need them to do or what you want them to do. See, you have expectations for other people too. So in order to live this life, in order to grow up this hope that we're seeking to grow up, we have to understand that attacks are going to come. Things are going to happen. And it's not that things are going to happen that dictates anything. It's how we choose to respond to those things that allow us to live in hope. When negatives occur, and they do occur, it goes back to the whole concept that we talked about, seeing the hope. When we develop that habit of seeing the hope, then when we get in a position where the attacks come, we are positioned to see the hope. And when we see even a little bit, even a teeny little speck, that little speck will dispel darkness. You cannot have light and darkness. They cannot coexist. If you have a little bit of light, then the darkness is dispelled. Even if it's only a little bit, a little bit, push away the darkness a little bit, and you don't have darkness. So as long as you have a little bit of hope, you have a little bit of light. And as long as you have a little bit of light, darkness cannot exist with light. Find ways to expect the attacks are going to come, and we're going to prepare for those attacks by having a little speck of hope that we can grab hold of even in the attacks.
Enjoy the journey. If you're not enjoying the journey, it may be time to change rides.
Having a sense of humor about this journey is really going to make it easier, and it's going to make it a whole lot more fun. We need to be laughing and smiling and enjoying ourselves, or finding a way to have peace and joy despite the circumstances. So no matter how bad it gets or how bad it looks, we need to find a smile. I shared a song yesterday on my Facebook page called Smile. I never heard it before, but I absolutely loved it. It was from the Sidewalk Prophets, and it made me smile. And by making me smile, my day went better. Investing in a foundation of hope, growing hope, that is going to let us get to where we're designed to be. When we have hope, remember, just even a little bit of hope, we'll push away the darkness. And when we push away the darkness, we can see. We can see the possibilities. We can see the potential. We can see the answers, solutions. Those are what's going to keep us going in the right direction.
Point 5, don't allow emotions to rule.
Under no circumstances are your emotions supposed to be in control. Good emotions, bad emotions, whatever. Emotions should not be your driving force, because emotions are deceitful. They don't look at the whole picture. They feel the moment, right now, this instant. And emotions can be particularly tricky when you're dealing with family or people that are dealing with your family, especially your children. So we have to learn to listen to our emotions, acknowledge our emotions, but we cannot let emotions drive. And on the flip side of that, you cannot let the emotions of others dictate your journey. Just because you are learning to train your emotions and listen and not allow them in the driver's seat doesn't mean other people are. And remember, it's not about their journey. It's about your journey. It's about our unique design. The only person that you can control is you. And sometimes we struggle just to control self, right? So you can't let their emotions dictate your journey. You can't let your emotions dictate your journey. When the emotions really begin to well up, especially anger, frustration, discouragement. All those negatives will want you to do stuff that stop the progress and keep the focus on the problems. On the flip side of that, happiness, enthusiasm. Oh, enthusiasm. They can get you to jump when you really need to be looking for the rocks below, you know? So pride will get you to do things that you would not otherwise do. So emotions in general are not going to lead you down the right path. Don't listen to your emotions. Instead, stop. Look at your emotions. What's causing them? Look around. Look at the circumstances. Think about that. Look at the next step and compare that to where you are. Is this moving you into your unique design, or is it going to push you away? Just because you can do something, just because you are able, capable of doing something, doesn't mean it's something you're supposed to do. It doesn't mean it fits into your unique design. That's why it's so important to sit down and define your why. To define what you are uniquely designed to do, to unlock that heart seed that dwells within you. Because when you know your unique design, emotions will have less control. Now, it doesn't mean they won't come. They won't be stirred up. Emotions are still going to happen. That's why we have to acknowledge the emotions. But once you understand that you're not going to give the emotions control, then you will be in a better position to do what you're designed to do and not what the emotions push you to do. Our challenge today is to stop, breathe, and think. When the emotions start stirring, and remember, the emotions are going to stir up from their side and from your side. When the emotions start stirring, take a moment. Think about the next step and let those thoughts, let that wisdom push you to the next step instead of letting your emotions drive. Thank you so much for joining me today on Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I look forward to connecting with you. You can join me over at snarkyrainbows.com. That's the website. Or you can join me on Facebook as Catherine C. Lang, or over at Twitter as Catherine C. Lang. Let me know how your journey is going. And more importantly, let me know how I can encourage you in this journey. We all need hope right now. Hope will make a difference. Hope is the beginning of all things. So invest in hope, grow hope, and we will begin to change the world. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.